still tell Jesus that he's everything to us, as the scripture has said. But before we go on to that, so that when I take off, I wouldn't have to break, I want to appreciate my brother and brother of many years, over 30 years, the senior pastor of this church. We still call ourselves brother, Brother Yinka Boduri. It's our Zedes. He's also my very good senior pastor too. I want to appreciate him in absentia and appreciate Iyafin. I always call her Iyafin. Those of you who don't know what Iyafin means, go and do research. Go, I give you as homework. So Iyafin, Ekusheluwa, God bless you. All the leaders of the church, I bring greetings from my wife. Yeah, she has to stay back. Actually, I've not been in Lagos for 3 days. I'm just from airport directly to this place. I went for my nephew's wedding far away in Makurdi. Just came this morning straight from the airport to the church. So I appreciate all the leadership of the church. I appreciate those who have been showing that they love Jesus, and this loyalty month that we are, you know, celebrating in Foursquare to review and renew our allegiance unto Almighty God. We pray that we will remain loyal to the end, and our lives shall be fruitful. In Jesus' mighty name. The chorus that the Holy Spirit put in my heart is just the one we know. But will you just help me? At the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. Every knee must bow. Amen. Whatever is confronting you in any way, whatever is opposing you, this morning they will bow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. At the mention of his name, every name. Can we rise? Can we rise and take it together? At the mention of the name.
At the mention of your name, every tongue confess.
At the mention of your name,
every knee must bow. Come on.
Every knee must bow.
Every knee must bow.
At the mention of your name,
every tongue confess.
Every tongue confess.
Bow to your name.
Without a drum, without the organ, we want to take it from our heart now. I want you to confess it, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Of things in heaven, of things in earth, of things beneath the earth, whatever it takes, whatever the opposition may be, whatever the barrier may be, when they hear the name of Jesus, they must bow. Whatever is affecting you negatively, today is the end of that thing. In the name of Jesus, at the mention of your name, every knee must bow. At the mention of your name, every tongue confess you are Lord.
You are Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
You are Lord, oh God.
You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
You are King.
Yes, Father.
You are King of Kings.
Oh, yes, Lord. The mention of your name, every knee must bow. Yes, Lord Jesus Christ. At the mention of your name, every tongue confess. When the chorus leader was leading us, he was leading us in that song, that Jesus is the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper, light in the darkness. We lift you up. We worship you because you are everything to us. Without you, we are nothing. Please come this morning and be what you are to us. Prove yourself in this assembly. Let every knee bow. Let every tongue confess, because indeed you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega. Come and do that which no man can do in the lives of your people. Bless your people through your word this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Okay? I was thinking that there is going to be bulletin or whatever where the message, because it's a prepared message. It's actually prepared for us. The Loyalty Month message is prepared and sent to us, and we have to go through it, and whatever the inspiration of God asks us to add to it, we will add. And so I was thinking that I will just skip so many things and ask you to go and read. Because I'm a teacher, I love giving assignment to people. Hallelujah. But you still have an assignment to do. You are going to read the passages that are there. I'll try and tell you the passages. We may not be able to read all of them because it's quite lengthy. But we're going to touch them by the way the Holy Spirit will help us this morning in Jesus' name. Can we please open our Bible to Matthew chapter 13 before we go to our theme text? Matthew 13, very popular scripture. By the time you get there, you will see that it's one of the scriptures that everybody knows something about. All right. Matthew chapter 13, I will read from verse 1. I will jump some verses, and then I will just go straight to the message of the day. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitude were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched and because they had no root, they withered away. 7. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 6-fold, 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who had ears to hear, let him hear. Let me jump to verse 13. Therefore spake I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Let me stop there for now. We are talking about all-round fruitfulness. That's what the loyalty month is all about. All-round fruitfulness. Last Sunday, we talked about a call for all-round fruitfulness. This morning, we are going to be talking about the conditions for all-round fruitfulness. The conditions, right? And let's go to the theme text before we begin to mention something about these conditions. The theme text is found in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. But I would like us to read 9 and 10. Verses 9 and 10. I'll read from verse 9. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Verse 10. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, because being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen. I'm sure we all know that the desire of God is for all his children to be fruitful. And I'm sure last Sunday we were told about how God, after creating everything, on the sixth day he created man, and immediately he created man, he began to talk about fruitfulness. In blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. He said, you will replenish the earth. You will be expanding, you will be increasing. That is the desire of God for every Christian. And many a times, we limit this to fruit of the womb only. So that's where people concentrate. And that's why they put a lot of people under pressure. You know, I was reading the story of a lady. She was married for 3 years. And she said they had delay. Said they had delay. Well, it's good. They are very ambitious. They wanted to have it quick. So we know that there are people, the first month after a wedding, they conceive during the honeymoon. Yes, it doesn't work that way for everybody. And that's why people don't, you should not look at another man's time to run your race. Ask God what he's going to do for you. Amen. And you see the passage that we read in Matthew chapter 13, if you follow that passage very well, there is always this process of sowing seed. Like as I'm doing now, I'm sowing a seed. At the end of this message, it now depends on you, what you're going to do with what we hear today. Whether you are going to forget it, you know, as you are leaving the church, you leave the message behind, or you are going to just get something and hold on to it and process it and use it for your own advantage so that God can use his word, the sowing of his word. Besides, the Lord said to me this morning that as people receive the word of God and appropriate it, you are going to, about two or three people, you are going to receive your healing this morning. You're going to receive your healing. Because one of the things that the devil does is to, you know, use sickness to terrorize us. But you see, the word of God can actually heal you. Because Jesus, only Savior, baptizer, healer. Jesus, the call me King. So it's going to heal you this morning in Jesus' name. So like I said, in Matthew chapter 13, the Lord Jesus Christ said to the disciples that a sower went out to sow, and some fell by the wayside. Those that fell by the wayside, because of our time, when you read that Matthew chapter 13, Jesus analyzed everything, what each stage represents, it is in the Bible. When you careless about the word of God, or you are just reading it as if it is not important, or you know, some people will read it so that if the pastor says, how many of you read your Bible this week? Oh, they will be able to raise their hand. Not that they are reading the word of God in order to use the word of God to bless their lives or use it to achieve or accomplish something in the name of the Lord. But because the word of God can actually, God says, I will honor my word more than all my names. So when you receive the word of God and you do not understand it, you cannot make use of it. You cannot be productive with it. You cannot bless anybody with it. Because the first thing is, God told Abraham, I'm going to bless you and I will make you a blessing. So, which means, as Abraham was obeying God, as Abraham accepted God, as Abraham obeyed God, as Abraham was following God, oh, God said, this is a good steward. This is a good follower. I will bless you. And through you, many generations will be blessed. And many of us want the blessing of Abraham to be ours. It doesn't work that way. You should look at what Abraham did. The condition. What he did. How God called him. How he followed God before he became fruitful. Of course, you know, many people will not know that Abraham was very, very fruitful. Even before Isaac came. All the people in his house, they had their own children. Abraham had many cattle. He had gold, he had silver. He had all things you can think about. Though he had delay in having the promised child, Isaac. But Isaac came at last. Amen? And Isaac himself was very, very productive, was very fruitful. In Genesis chapter 26, the year that I was farming, Isaac sold in that same year. And he reaped hundredfold. So Isaac is a cattle. You know, in the Matthew 13 that we read, there are three stages, there are three fruitfulness or three levels of fruitfulness, 30%, 60%, and 100%. Where do you want to belong? Oh, everybody wants to belong to 100%, but you have to work it out. Amen? You must receive the word of God raw. You must believe that the word of God can do a lot of things in your life. So if you know it can do something in your life, oh, when somebody shares a problem with you, oh, you bring the word of God into that problem. And by the time you use the word of God to minister to that person, and that problem goes. Many years ago, I was teaching in St. Finbar's College, and we used to have a staff fellowship. And a sister, Sister Maria, came to me. Her eyes were red. What happened to you? She bursted into tears. Talk now. And she said this. Her mother-in-law said that she can never give birth to a baby for her son. And I said, is that why you are crying? Is your mother-in-law God? She said, no. Okay, you will have your own children. I didn't even say child. We went to art room to pray. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I nullify every contrary word that has been spoken to your life. Go and conceive in Jesus' name. And she said, go and wash your face. And she went. She had three boys now. She has three boys. Let me just end it like that. She has three boys already. In fact, the children are already in secondary school. Amen. It's just about the word of God. How do you see God? How do you receive the word of God? Jesus said, some fell by the wayside. Some fell on a rocky soil. Some fell, what? Among thorns, the cares of this world. Oh, I want to do this. I want to become this. They allow you to choke the word of God out of their lives. And they are no longer referring to the word of God for anything. Such a person cannot be fruitful. Talk less of all-round fruitfulness. Amen. Am I reaching you at all? We are talking about all-round fruitfulness. The conditions for all-round fruitfulness. You know, if I start by saying, number one, you are going to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. That's the truth. We all know that. And if you are here, if you have not received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, all-round fruitfulness cannot be what you'll be thinking about now because you have not started. But it is compulsory that you must, first of all, accept him as your personal Lord and Savior and allow him to do what he wants to do with your life. Amen. So Jesus said that the reason why those who received the word could not go far with the word was because they didn't have understanding. Brethren, this is a message I've been preaching for some time now. Understanding. Can we say understanding? If you look at your Bible in Isaiah chapter 11, you will see all the spirits, the seven spirits, or, well, let me just call spirits, but the Spirit of God is one. Because there, the Bible talks about the Spirit of God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, quick understanding. They are there, about seven of them. Without, I want to hinge on the spirit of understanding. If you don't understand the word of God, you cannot use the word of God. You cannot be productive. If you don't receive the word of God, if you don't meditate and to the level that God is now talking back to you through his word, you cannot be fruitful. And the Lord said in Psalm number one, can you give it to me? Is there anybody who can do that? Can you put it on the screen? Very quickly. Wow. Okay.
Blessed
is what?
Every man that walketh in the way in walk in the counsel of the what? That does not walk in the way, in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the stand in the way of the sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this law doth he meditate what? What happens? Then something will happen after that. You will now be like a tree that is planted by the waters, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Its leaves shall not what? Wither, whatsoever it doth shall prosper. You are meant to prosper. But you can only prosper by the word. Are you with me? Fruitfulness is by the word. Fruitfulness is by the word of God. The word of life. Understanding. Make sure you have understanding. Listen to me. As a teacher, we present knowledge to people. Isn't it? We say knowledge is power. No, knowledge cannot become power until it is understood. Why should somebody? Engineer, Lord, God bless you, sir. I recognize you, sir. Because I want to talk about engineer. Okay? Why should somebody, okay, say, I'm an engineer, all right? And they ask you to build a house. And as they got to decking level and they did the decking, before the decking can dry, everything caved in and came down. Technical error, Abby. Eh? So if you don't have the technical know-how, if you don't know what you are supposed to do, instead of being fruitful, in fact, the work that you do will bring destruction. Amen. Amen. You know, in church nowadays, we hear a lot of stories. This one happened. In fact, I read something, so I was amazed. They said one pastor, a pastor, impregnated 18 people in his church. And I said, he doesn't have any other work to do. How will that happen? I said, maybe he just called himself pastor and people think that he's a pastor. How can a preacher of the word be doing that? So if there are some things that you need to see in your life and they are not there, check out how is your relationship with God. How are you taking the word of God for your life on a daily basis? If you are not reading the Bible, if you are not appropriating the word of God to your life, you will not be productive. You are supposed to preach the word. You are supposed to go out and evangelize. But if you don't know the word, you know, they brought some children to me, you know, some people to me to take in. And during the pastoral interview, I asked them, okay, give me 5 scriptures that you can use to evangelize. First one was looking at me. Not even single scripture. You want to be taken away? I said, well, you can make heaven without being taken. But I can't take you in if you don't know the word of God. So I sent them back to the teacher. About 3 of them, or 2 of them. I sent them back because how can you be in church, you pass through our Sunday school, and you don't know the scriptures you will use to evangelize? Romans 3:23, they don't know it. Romans 6:23, they don't know it. John 3:16, he cannot quote it. John 3:3, he cannot quote it. And I say, what do they do? What are we talking about? That is why a lot of us are not productive, because we don't make use of the word of God. We are too busy. The church is too busy. And that's why we are afraid, sir. I'm sorry to say. You know that Christians are so afraid now. They want to Islamize Nigeria. They want to do this.
We have not prayed enough.
We are just afraid. And the spirit of fear will not possess any of you in Jesus' name.
I'm not afraid.
Herdsmen, Fulani, this and are they more powerful than God? In fact, we are fearing them more than God now. That's the problem. Because nobody is ready to go and think of, what should we do? What can we do? Lord, stop them. Let them not go further. In the name of Jesus, I put an end to all this rubbish.
They said they burn churches. And the only thing is that we put it on paper, put it on WhatsApp. You know, nothing more. Nobody's tackling it the right way.
May the Lord help his church in Jesus' name. So, I am talking to you about the word of God today. That you must know the word of God. The word of life. Meditate upon it. Well, that is what God gave to Joshua. That if you can stand on this word, if you will not shift to the right or to the left, that you will meditate upon this word day and night. Say, no man will be able to stand before you. You will win all your battles. You will have good success. All-round fruitfulness is good success. Amen? All-round fruitfulness is what? Good success. So if you want to have good success, meditate on the word of God. Make sure you understand it. Don't misquote it. Don't misappropriate it. Don't misapply it. A brother came out, you know, we did Bible study. After Bible study, he said he wanted to ask questions. He said somebody told him that why did Apostle Paul ask Timothy to drink wine for his stomach problem? Now, why are we condemning people that are taking alcohol? Do you know the wine that Apostle Paul is talking about? Do you know the type of wine? Is it the one brewed by Lager style, or what do Nigerian breweries, or Guinness? Do you know the type of wine he was talking about? Do you know the constituent of the wine he was talking about? And that brother was bringing what somebody told him outside the church to the church to also confront the pastor. I was expecting him. He's somebody that has been in church for a long time. Give birth to all his children. And he came to ask that question in the presence of young converts. And I said, brother, which one? So do you want, you think that taking alcohol is not bad? What do you think? He said, I just want to ask. Okay, you tell us, what's your own opinion about it? He has no opinion. So it's neither here nor there. How can a child of God be like that? It means he has not what? Had understanding. No understanding. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. People of God, because of our time, when you forgive, when you have the heart of forgiving, you know, a lot of, you know, as a pastor, we see a lot of things. You know, people will come to you, and when they relate their story, you just know that you just start to work on that person. See, I'm not annoyed, but I don't just want to have anything to do with her again. And it's not annoyed. You say you are not annoyed, and you say you don't have anything to do with your fellow brother, your fellow sister. So you see that person doesn't have what? If God tells you that because of the mistake you made that time, you are finished. So where will you be? Where will you be? We must all forgive. In fact, you know what? What the Holy Spirit told me, he said, when you live a life of forgiveness, your life attracts people. Your life. But when you don't forgive, your life will dispel. You repel. Would repel people. People will be driven away from you. Because it will get to a time, don't let us go near her. You know her. You will take it to be another thing. You know him. Oh,
that brother, be careful. That shouldn't be. We must always forgive our brethren. Other things, there are so many things we can talk about when you talk about all-round fruitfulness. I am hinging my message on understanding. Understanding. If we understand who God wants us to be, if we understand what the Bible is saying, if you understand what Jesus went through in order to give us salvation, if you understand it, your life will be productive. You will be fruitful. That's why some people call themselves prisoners of Christ. Because they understand. Apostle Paul said he's a prisoner. He called himself prisoner. He said, I'm ready to die. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. To live is what? Christ. To die is what? Understanding. You know, I was in the aircraft as we took off when I was going to Abuja. I prayed, Lord, take control. You have my everything about me is in your hand. I don't own my life. You take control. And that's when we're coming back. The only thing I forgot to do, because Dr. Onuzo told us many years back, he said when he travels a lot, he said when he gets to the airport, he picks his portmanteau, he will just be going. And one day, Holy Spirit said, is it that easy? And he knelt down the tarmac there and said, Lord, I'm sorry. You are the one that brought. Thank you for safe arrival. Amen. You know, at times you wake up in the morning. You just say, it's the normal thing for you to wake up. There are some people who didn't wake up. Always give thanks. It also makes you very fruitful. Amen. Praising God and being thankful will make you what? Fruitful. And you'll be all around fruitful. When you worship him, Psalm 67, verse 5, verse 6 and 7, say, when we praise him, he said, the heavens, the earth will yield his increase. The earth will yield his increase. When you worship God, when you praise God, the earth will yield his increase. Whatever you plant will do well. You will do well in your education. You will do well in your marriage. Your children, you will pass it to them. They will do well. In the wedding that I went to attend, a professor that was the mother of the day was asked to give a brief talk, and he was hammering on we training our children. Train your children. Train them. Don't take anything for granted. That is part of your work. All-round fruitfulness. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I want to conclude. How do you think? Proverbs 23:7. Can somebody help me to read it? That's what we are going to conclude with because of our time. Proverbs 23, verse 7. Okay. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let us just stop that. Stop there. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is what? So your thinking is your product. Toyota, advert, say good thinking, good product. If you think very well, if you think godly, you will be productive. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. He said, all our thinking, whatever we are going to think about, must be pure, must be holy. Whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is holy, whatsoever is worth mentioning, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is exalting, whatsoever is lifting up soul, think of these things. Don't think about somebody that abuses you. He said, can't you hear how she abused me? She said, my head is like coconut. And you are green by getting annoyed. If somebody say your head is like coconut and you get annoyed, you are saying that, oh, he saw your secret. So it's because you think your head is like coconut. Because you are not the maker of yourself. You just found the head there. Do you know how the head got there? I don't know how my head got there. If anybody doesn't like it, let the person go and... All right. Let the person go and question God. Amen. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. What do you think about? Do you think about things that will make you productive? Do you think about things that will make you fruitful in the vineyard of God, in your house, in your place of work? You know, a lot of children, the reason, you know, we asked a man to come and talk to some children when I was heading a school some years back. And he came from this Finn bank that time, the manager. And he said he wanted to tell the children something. Why a lot of people graduate with third class in the university. He said when they get to the university, they throw away sanity. So when they got to the university, they embrace freedom. Freedom. They think that they are free. And they will be doing all kinds of things at the expense of their lectures, at the expense of reading their book, at the expense of their assignment. By the time they do 1, 2, 3 tests and they fail it, before they wake up, it was too late. That's why some of them find themselves in 2-2 and what? Third class. And some of them, a pass. And some of them, withdraw. Because they don't think well. Because they are not thinking, they are not focusing well. If you focus well, you will be productive, you will be fruitful. May the Lord help us to think well. May the Lord help us to think about things that will promote us in the name of Jesus. May the Lord help us to think about things that will promote our brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus. May the Lord help us to think about things that will make the work of God to expand and enlarge in our hands in the name of Jesus. I want you to rise to your feet. I want you to rise to your feet. Understanding. Understanding. Get understanding. Get wisdom. If you don't have understanding, you cannot pass any exam. That's why a lot of children go about cheating. But they have not understood what they were taught. And they are not ready to understand. They are looking for shortcut. They are looking for shortcut. They cannot sit down and look at, you know, the concept that has been presented to them. They are not ready to analyze things. They are not ready to burn the midnight oil. I'm talking to young people now. You can really, really make it. You can make it. If you really want. I want you to say, I will make it. Our children will make it in Jesus' name. Parents, I tell people all about, you see, it is when your children are doing well that you get tonic from. That's the tonic you need from them. Some of us, we are not saying, go and graduate and be bringing money to us. That's not what we don't need their money. But we want them to be well off in life. Amen. But they must focus well. They must think well. They must understand some intricacies of life. They must understand. You must be able to sit down and well, say, in the next 10 years, this is where I want to be. And you set a goal for yourself and you begin to pursue that goal. And all that will take you to that goal, you begin to work at it. You see, you will get there. Amen. Amen. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Fruitfulness come by revelation. That's the prayer we're going to pray now. Fruitfulness come by revelation. Everybody say revelation. Who gives revelation? God. In Genesis chapter 30, Jacob had an issue with Laban. Laban was cheating him, and he didn't know what to do. But he struck a bargain with Laban. Take those that have peckers. And Jacob wanted to have more cattle and strong ones. I believe that while he was thinking one day, in verse 37 to 39 there, God must have revealed something to him. And he went and caught sheep. Polar. And he laid the sticks after removing the bag, put it on the gutter where the animals would drink water. And they say, as the animals come to drink water, when they conceive those that are very strong when they give birth. Now those ones are the type that Laban said Jacob should have. Those that have echoes. And the cattle of Jacob was increasing. And that of Laban, they were becoming weaker and weaker because Laban is a taskmaster. The Lord will give you revelation that will lead to your promotion in the name of Jesus. I want you to bow your head this morning. Salvation comes by revelation. Fruitfulness comes by revelation. I want you to ask the Lord, what is it that I must know in order for me to become all-round fruitful person? What is it that I must begin to do now for my life to have better meaning? What is it that I must be doing so that I will not remain in one spot? That I will not continue to experience stagnation? What is it that I must know? What is that secret, Lord? Reveal it to me. Lord, reveal it to me. Are you asking him or you are just keeping quiet? Are you serious about it? Do you know he sees your heart? He knows what you are thinking about. Whether as we are talking about all-round fruitfulness, you are thinking about something else, God knows. Are you concerned about the church of God? If everybody is like you, how will the church of God be? If everybody is sleeping like you and waking up like you, how will the church be? How will your future be? Father, reveal to me what I must know in order to be as fruitful as you desire me to be. Father, what is it that I must know so that my life will be relevant to the things of the kingdom? What is it that I must know? Father, please reveal it to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Is there anyone here you want to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? You have not done so before. And by what you have heard this morning, if you have not received Christ, you cannot be fruitful. It starts with salvation. If you want to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, can you just wave your right hand to me so that we can pray together? Okay. I want to pray for you now. And I want all those who want God to touch their body, you want God to heal you, I want you to just rise to your feet. And just listen to what I want to say now. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. He himself took our infirmities. He bore our diseases. By his stripes you are healed. That is the word of the Lord. He said, I will heal you. And you will be as at the beginning. He sent his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Receive your healing now. Because the scripture cannot be broken. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus, I command every sickness to disappear from your body now. In the name of Jesus, whatever is troubling you, I chase them out of your life now. In the name of Jesus. Those that think that they have not been fruitful, and you really, really want to sign a new commitment with God, I want you to just put your hand on your head. You want to be more fruitful. You want to be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. The one that its leaves will not wither, and whatsoever it does shall prosper. The one that wants to have good success. I prophesy over your life. As it is written, saying, blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. I ask, by the word of the Lord, you will increase. He says, I will increase you more and more. You and your children. I pray, as from today, you will not diminish. You will increase. You will be fruitful. According to the order of the word of God in the name of Jesus. I pray for every member of this church. Nobody is permitted to have any form of depression. No affliction. No despair. The Lord will display his glory upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
We close our eyes and stretch our hands to the guest minister. Let's begin to appreciate God for his word that he has brought through him. Let's thank God for his life. God's anointing upon his life will not diminish. The Lord God will replenish him. The Lord God will bless him. He will keep him. He will uphold him with his right hand of